Well, good morning and happy early new year to everybody. As I'm punching in the codes there, I realize today is it. This is the last day of 2016, and what a way to go out with a bang. I know that there's a lot of festivities planned for some of us today, and like the Rogers as well, we've got quite a few things lined out, and I want to just say, hey, what a year it has been, and I can guarantee you, based on the call that I was part of yesterday, 2017 in the world of Nikan, out there on the Nikan Highway, is going to be even better. And I'll put a little teaser in right up front before we start our conversation with Tony Collins, and that is Tuesday night, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 p.m. out on the East Coast. Of course, you all know that already. But the kickoff call, not only for January, for the month, but also for the new year. January 2017 kickoff call, hosted by our wonderful Vice President of Sales and Training, Jeff Isom, will be Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. The phone number is on the Nikan website in the Information Center. Scroll all the way down to conference call schedule, and it pops up right there. You won't want to miss this. The incentives that are lined out from Nikan for 2017 and beyond are really, really exciting. Things like a Caribbean and an Alaskan cruise, a trip to Japan. I mean, it's just one thing after tons and tons of cash bonus. Tony, were you on that call yesterday? Did you get to be privy to that?
No, I was not.
Oh, I feel for you, brother. I really do. So, I'll bet you'll be on it Tuesday night, won't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, hey, let's jump right on into here, and so we can be sensitive to everybody's time schedule. And let me just read a little clip that I typed up, and I do apologize not getting this emailed out to everybody. Tony Collins has done a little bit of everything to pay the bills and put food on the table for his family. From farming, construction, welding, and currently driving trucks, he's performed a variety of blue-collar duties during his adult life. But he admits building his Nikan customer base with his heart is far more rewarding than building anything with his hands. It's pretty much the norm for Tony to crest the 10,000 mark each month in customer volume. And I think, Tony, what alarmed me when we spoke, it's been several months now, we were chatting back and forth, and you asked me the question, would you want me to share with your group how I do this every month? And I'm going, duh, is the Pope Catholic? I mean, it's just like, hello, I'd be stupid not to. So anyways, I don't know if that's a grandiose introduction as you would want or wish, but Tony, let's go back before we get into current present day with Nikan. Welder, farming, construction, truck driver, you kind of been a jack of all trades here, and then quite a bit, a little bit of history here. What was life like prior to Nikan?
Well, it was probably like most people in America, where, you know, you get up, you go to work, you come home, and you spend time with family, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of vision. And with Nikan, it's allowed me to have that vision and a chance to achieve way more than I could ever possibly achieve with one of those type blue-collar jobs.
Okay. And I love the fact that, because that's one of my passions, is introducing Nikan, you know, to the concepts of our core philosophy, the five pillars of health, and vision, you know, having hope and having something other than every day doing the same thing for 8 to 10 hours, and as you said, come home, spend time with the family, and then get up to do it all over again. A friend of mine yesterday stopped by, and he shared a quote with me, and he said he was loosely paraphrasing something Albert Einstein said, in that you can't fix a problem with the same mindset that created the problem. And I think that accurately describes what you're talking about with that, you know, that the monotonous, you know, wheel that we get on as adults. Mm-hmm. And I almost said Americans, but it's world, it's global, it's the same thing. So doing that, I mean, again, farming, construction, welding, a lot of variety there. What? How did you decide to go from one to the other, or what, you know, kind of opened the door?
Well, growing up on a farm in Iowa when I was a child, you know, pretty much we've done everything for ourselves. You know, the welding, the driving of the truck, the all the farming, and as I progressed through life, I just it's easy to continue to do those particular items.
And figure out a way to actually get some money out of it rather than just doing it for fun, right? Yeah, obviously. So if I remember the way you shared it with me, Gary Bolton was the one that introduced you to Neeken?
Yes. Me and Gary had been acquaintances for probably about 8 years, and he found out about this company, and I was probably the second person he showed it to me. And when he showed it to me, he showed me the product, and he said that people love these products and people buy these products. And that's what interested me in the company. It wasn't the network side of it. It was the products and the potential to have a customer base.
Okay, now I have to stop you right there because I love the fact that you said it that way, that people love these products and they buy these products. That was the focal point in... again, that could scare away about 95% of most people because they're going, wait, that means people buying them, that means they're going to be buying them from me, I'm not really cut out to have my own business, you know, I tried that sometime, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But you didn't say anything about a product experience for yourself. Was there not a life-altering, you know, like, foot that grew out, you know, 6 inches, or all of a sudden all your hair came back, or, you know...
No, I didn't have a product experience. I had went to a large meeting, and Dave Balzer explained the magnetics, and at that point I understood that there was science behind this, and, you know, I heard some other people's product testimonials, and at that point, then I was in, and that's when I got started.
So for you, our good friend Mr. Dave Balzer, that's next time I chat with him, I'll have to tell him that because he'll go, really? I was that good, huh? I'll have to remind my wife of that or something. Anyways, I don't want to put words in his mouth. So you don't have a product experience, so that definitely puts you in the minority. How did you get started back then? You said that was like 8 years ago, and it's just now, which I think is the irony of it, it's just now you're kind of the... flavor of the month, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way for Neeken right now as far as maxing out the customer volume on a regular basis. And it was actually Gary who told me months ago, he said, oh yeah, I got 3 people, Tony's one of them, and they regularly hit that, you know, that 10K mark, or that's what they're, you know, they've hit it several times. What was the start like? I mean, how do you start building a customer base? Even back then, Neeken didn't even really have a customer-centric focus. What was it that, for you, not even having a product experience, I think that's really particular, how do you go out and share something without even, or do you just keep using that same story you said, that people love these products and people buy these products? How did you get started?
There was a lot of trial and error. Me and Gary, we would talk every day. We'd try something new every day. And... most of it failed for us. Now, a lot of them was great ideas. It just didn't work for us. But we kept plugging away, and as we went through the years, we began to focus more and more on the product sales of it versus the networking side of it. And instead of introducing the products and the business opportunity at the same time, we dropped the business opportunity of it because we had found that people was interested in the products, and then when we would bring up the business side of it, then we was losing interest.
So
now we have people that use the products, and then they contact us and say, hey, you know, we had a great experience with this, I think I would like to do this. And that for us worked better than introducing them both at the same time.
Okay, so sort of like the analogy that Rick Murphy uses on a regular basis, and I stole it from him, that, you know, when somebody walks into a Subway restaurant, they really just want the sandwich. They're not interested in the franchise.
Yes.
Because, again, the percentages are about 94-95% of most people today. Maybe it's different in other countries and their cultures, but I know for North Americans, about 94-95% of us really don't have any business savvy, whereas 100 years ago it was exactly the opposite. 95%, or actually 96% of the population, if you go back 100 years ago, about the turn of the 20th century, most people either were in a family business or they owned and operated their own business. And nowadays it's everybody, and yet there's a shift. I just read an article yesterday. Actually, I cheated. My wife read the article and she read me the bullet points. But there's a shift in our culture today that more and more and more people are opening up their mindset to the idea of being a self-employed contractor. The Benny package, as we appropriately nickname it, the benefits package of working for somebody else, you know, the insurance, the dental, optical, the all this stuff, the 401k, that's not as attractive and sexy as it used to be. People are wanting to do something on their own. So back to you, Tony, because I could sit and spout all this trivia forever. Building a customer base. I know that the call that I got to key into yesterday, you shared one of your secrets. And learning how to do this is watching a ton of videos on building customers. There are interviews that Gary Bolton has done. I know there's a lot out there. But one of the things that stands out to me is that the constant, in business for yourself, you always stay on the cutting edge to train and learn more. Videos? Really? I mean,
absolutely. With videos, you can, in one day, you can see, 15 or 20 different people with, slightly different variations of the same concept.
Okay.
And you're able to, put all that together and pick out what the best is for you.
Okay. So give us an example of something that you learned from any one of these YouTube videos or that ones that were posted at Magnetic Leaders or the Royal Alliance on building a customer base. What's one of the things? Because I remember the conversation you and I had, again, months ago, you answered the phone and you said, I just thought you were another customer calling to place an order, which I, of course, just thought, that's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. But what takes a guy who, again, construction, welder, truck driver, farmer, to building this really nice customer base? What was one of the ideas or concepts that you picked up early on that you've implemented that's paid off?
I'd say probably one of the biggest things is talking about the benefits.
Okay. The products. Okay.
Not talking about the features, but talk about the benefits. How does it benefit the customer?
Okay.
The videos I watch are not all just tech videos, but they're how to sell videos, how to build business videos.
Give us an example. You and I reconnect. We've known each other. We got a little bit of history, but we reconnect. And you, what would you use as an opener to share with me or sell me on the benefits of Nikan's products? Give us an example.
For instance, if somebody were to ask me about the magnets, instead of just telling them, the gas strength, and how the magnets are put together and work, I'll focus on first finding out what their problem is and then how our magnets will benefit that problem. For example, the magnets will separate the blood cells, carrying more oxygen and more waste away from the body, allowing it to rejuvenate and relax quicker.
Okay, and that makes sense for most people who are dealing with an injury. Another question that pops into my mind, Tony, when you talk about that, you're definitely not making a medical claim, because we don't. You're just telling it basically the benefits for you if you're dealing. And I love the fact that you said you find out what their need is, because, you know, if we're talking about X over here and they're really focusing on a need of a B over here, we're really not focusing on them at all. What do you find? Is there a lead-in most popular product for you, or is it kind of just everything and anything?
Nikki's got so many great products. I have my personal favorite, which is of course the water and the insoles. But it still just comes down to what they want, not what I want to sell them.
Okay. So it's really leading with the need. I want to, in the time that we have remaining, I want to focus in on something that you really, really, which I think, after being privy to what Jeff Isom shared yesterday about what Nikan has outlaid for 2017 as far as the different incentives and the real sizzle of what we have in the business realm, you said, you shared that work that you did last summer, and I think you said in June, if I'm correct here, in June, it actually paid off in October and allowed you to hit one of the high volume, customer volume marks. What was your volume in October? Let's start there.
My volume in October, my personal volume was 8,000.
Okay, so 8,000 in customer volume. And you just lost a few people listening right now because they're going, dude, I was excited with, you know, a couple hundred, 8,000, what on earth? I mean, did you sleep? That's a lot of customer sales. But again, I love the fact that you let us in on your secret. You just go watch these videos, because I've watched several with Gary Bolton, and it's like, oh my goodness, that's not rocket science. It's pretty simple. But you had said work that you did this last summer came to fruition several months later. What do you mean by that? What do you mean the work that you did in the summer?
Well, back in June, July, and August, they had the summer sizzle promotion, and I wanted to be the top retailer for all three of those months. So I worked really hard those first 2 months and never quite achieved that top position. And then the following month, I did achieve it. But those is pretty standard numbers for me. And then October, I seen the bump, and then in November is when I really seen the huge bump. Now, the interesting thing is once that program was over, you know, I kind of slacked off. And now in December, my numbers have gone back down.
Okay. So basically, it was that vested interest in doing the promoting and kind of beating the drum during the summer months that paid off. I think in reality, going back to what you said earlier, the benefits, focusing in on the benefits for people, sometimes it takes us a while to realize that there is a need there when somebody's presenting something to us that most of us are not necessarily impulse buy people. So it takes a little bit to maybe realize that, wow. And I love the fact, and I don't know if I can find it, Dave Johnson sent an article down yesterday that was an abridged, let me see if I can find it right quick, because it was an interview with President-elect Donald Trump, and it was shortened, but he said the title of it, this is a New York Time Magazine, I think that was, anyways, let me see if I can find it, how Trump will measure success, and one of the top things that he talked about was drug companies. I'm going to bring down drug companies. I don't like what has happened with drug prices. And I thought, not only drug companies going to bring them down as far as the prices, what a wonderful advocate that we will have on, you know, big-time pharmaceuticals, because Tony, what you're talking about, focusing in on the need and presenting the benefits, I think this will, if we've got an advocate in the White House saying there's alternatives out there to paying for all these drugs, that there are other solutions, how do you think that's going to affect what you're doing business-wise?
I think as the population realizes that drugs are not necessarily the answer for them, and that the side effects seem to be getting worse compared to the benefits to them, that people are going to naturally start to look for other alternatives.
Okay. And how do you think that, I mean, so they look for alternatives. I mean, what do you see that translating? I mean, again, October you had 8,000, you know, over 8,000 in customer sales in points. Where do you see this going?
Well, I see it going up. people are going to be more open. They're going to, when you talk to them, they're going to be more susceptible to, you know, wanting to try the products, and at least listening, and, you know, maybe in the future, you know, have an option other than what traditional medical has to offer.
Okay. Okay. So it really goes back to helping educate them, again, on the benefits. And I know in Sales 101, it's FAB. I learned this from Larry Proffitt 20-plus years ago, features, advantages, and benefits. And, you know, we can highlight some of the features of our magnetics, and you did that, you know, but really the benefit for getting all that blood to move around, getting the energy in and the toxins out, the bad stuff out, the key here is the benefits. What does that mean? How does that translate for you? In the 8 years, I have to ask this question, in the 8 years, surely you've had a product experience or two, or your family, your wife, your kids, there's been something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, the first product, you know, I tried was the insoles, and I did notice a difference when I was working the dock loading truck. And so, you know, that confirmed to me that it definitely was doing something for me and would do something for others. But, you know, I've had lots of product experience. The liver support, it clears up any acne that I have on my face as long as I take it every day when I'm supposed to take it. So, you know, that's an immediate response. If I don't take it within a few, you know, a couple of days, I'm breaking out.
Now, wait a second. Tony, I thought I was talking to an adult dad, businessman. Now, wait a second. You just kind of put yourself in the category. Most teenagers, that's something they're dealing with as we go through the metabolic changes in our physical body and puberty and whatever. But acne, as in for an adult.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to say, wow, look at you. You're dealing with the teenage problem. Now, that's not what I'm saying at all. But the fact that you have a solution with the liver support, why do you feel that the liver support is dealing with, you know, adult acne?
Well, when I take it, it clears up. If I stop taking it within 2 days, I have it back. So, you know, it's a pretty quick response.
That was a loaded question because I knew you weren't going to answer it in a technical, you know, physiological way from the science of this is how it works, this is what it's doing inside my body. I knew you were going to just give me the good old boy response, which is exactly what I wanted.
But, you know, on the technical side of it, the way I understand it is the liver, you know, if it can't completely detox everything through the, you know, through its system, through the blood, then the body will start to detox out through the skin.
Absolutely. That, and I, you know, from, I'm not a skin expert, but, you know, that our skin is our largest organ. Many people describe it as our second liver or our third kidney, and you nailed it. It's exactly right. So what a simple solution. And what's a bottle of liver cost a customer? $25, $30? I mean, what a simple solution. But, you know, you just gave me another reason to start talking to some of our daughter's friends, but of course I'm not going to win any, you know, daddy points with them when I start looking at their friends saying, looks like you got a few, you know, few pimples there. Maybe you could try this. Yeah, I'm going to stop that thought process right now before I get myself in trouble. Tony, let me throw one final question at you. You had previously said, you know, when I made the comment about the article, the interview with Donald Trump about going after drug companies and people's awareness and that this is going up, you consistently, and again, I look at the top achievers in NECN, and your name is usually there for top retailers in North America. Do you feel that the opportunity is still wide open, like we haven't even scratched the surface?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I do several different things, and, you know, I'm trying to expand on those. And, you know, somebody's going to come along, and they're going to already know how to do some of this stuff. And they're going to be able to teach it in a way that everybody can do it. And at that point, you know, I think we'll go from, you know, minimal market penetration to, you know, maybe a 40 or 50% market penetration.
That would be huge. That would be absolutely huge. Oh, one other thing that I have to ask, because you had mentioned yesterday, one of the favorite videos that you had that was by your sponsor, which is, you know, we always want to not celebrate, but what's the word I'm looking for? Edify our upline. But you had shared that one of the videos that Gary did, building a customer base, I'm presuming that's on the RoyalAlliance.com or Magnetic Leaders, or I guess just search YouTube and type in Gary Bolton.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, all of the above, right?
Yes. I'm not sure if they're on all those, but if you do type in Gary Bolton and come up with Gary Bolton's YouTube videos, that's a great place to start. But it's not the last stop, because there's other people with other companies, and, you know, you're going to find a lot of these are just young people, and they'll teach you how to use different platforms.
Okay. I love that. Literally, if you want to be the best in any industry, go out there, and you don't even have to pay them. You don't even have to buy them lunch, because they're pushing
right.
Everything on you. No, I know. I've got a nephew who has basically taught himself how to be a mechanic. He saved me hundreds of dollars on mechanical work just because he says, oh, I can do that, Uncle Vance. And if I can't figure it out, I'll just YouTube it. And I've seen him standing over my truck or you know, my wife's minivan, and he's standing there with his phone in his hand watching a video going, oh, okay. And he just dials in there and boom, you know, just YouTube it. That's his solution for everything. I mean,
yes, and it's kind of scary, but ER doctors do the same thing before they go in and see their patients.
Oh, you just had to bring that one up, huh?
Well, I've got certain, you know, I'm in a family with several nurses and ER, so yeah, we, you know, that's a discussion around the dinner table that we have quite often. You know, what doctor looked up what on YouTube before they went in and performed it?
Oh, yeah, that makes us feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside. Yeah, they train for years and years and years, sometimes over a decade, and they're watching a five-minute YouTube video. Oh, goodness. Well, hey, well, Tony, thank you so much. By the way, Tony, if you jumped on late, Tony Collins from, it's Atlanta, Georgia, correct?
Atlanta, Georgia. North of Atlanta, Georgia is where I currently reside.
Atlanta, Georgia, that's where the little swagger in the vocal tones is coming from. But Tony has been our guest this morning. If you missed part of it or you want to go back and hear part of the story, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, the blog site, and our dear webmaster, Steve Crowfoot, give him a few hours and he'll have it up in its entirety. But Tony, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. You have no idea what you've shared, how beneficial it'll be for people, because they'll do exactly what you're saying. They'll jump on YouTube today, and they'll finish out the year strong and blast into January. And I really, really appreciate, you know, what you've shared. This has been wonderful.
Well, thank you, Roger, for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. Okay, well, folks, we're going to let Tony go. Let me do a couple quick things, and then we'll open up the line for a little bit of Q&A. And, Tony, you're welcome to stay on the line if you'd like, but let me just
do
this.